Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, it's a wonderful thing that we can call upon the Lord. Oh, yes, a very present help in the time of trouble, and we are in a time of trouble. Oh, yes, now we need the Lord. Oh, yes, we're not that far from Madison. We're like 35 miles from Madison, but I do thank God things have been peaceful here in Beaver Dam. Amen. We can still walk down the street, and it's okay at this point, and thank the Lord for that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But let's also begin here with prayer. I know, oh my, we just prayed, but oh my, we could never pray enough anyway. And how we need Him to work in our hearts tonight. And oh yes, there's things unspoken that need answers. And oh yes, thank God we can tell it to Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Oh Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can come before You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that Thou art merciful, that Thou art kind, that Thou art patient. And, oh, God, You see us. You see us, oh, Lord, with these dire needs, oh, Lord God. And, oh, Lord, You know, oh, God, what's upon the earth right now. I pray, oh, God, that You would help Your people, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that You would give us faith. Oh, God, that You give us discernment and that You'd help us, oh, Lord, to know how to think through these times. And, oh, Father, help us to have faith, for we need faith to please Thee, Lord. We need faith, oh, yes, to, oh, pass through this world with faith, Lord. Oh, God, to make it through, Lord Jesus. I pray that You'd work, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that You'd intervene, oh, Lord, even in our hearts tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh Lord, that You touch Samuel, Lord. I pray that there would be no long causes of harm there for that arm, oh Lord, that fall, Lord Jesus. That, oh God, You would heal it completely, 100%, Lord. And oh God, He wouldn't suffer, Lord, with, oh Lord, that because of that fall, Lord. And God, I just pray, oh Lord, oh God, for the Nickums, Lord, on their trip, Lord, that You would be with them, that You would help them, that You'd give them strength and energy, oh Lord, that You would, oh God, help old Mackenzie, Lord, oh God, to have that healing virtue, Lord, to meet her needs, Lord, oh God, that You would give her strength that comes from Thee, Lord Jesus. And God, I do pray for Jean also tonight, Lord. You know her particulars, God. You know this reoccurring pain that she has. And I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it would be gone. I pray that You would take it from her, Lord. And oh God, I pray, oh God, that, oh Lord, You'd remove all doubt and fear. And oh God, that You would, oh God, help her, Lord. Oh God, that this would be overcome. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, You do know every need. Oh God, we're so thankful that we could draw nigh unto You and ask You, oh Lord, oh God, for Your intervention, for Your help, oh Lord, oh, for Your words of life. And I pray that You speak to our hearts tonight. I pray that You'd use this message. I pray that You'd help us to get ready. Oh, Lord, for the day of Thy coming, Lord, that our hearts would be made right. Oh, God, and that You'd help those that are in the valley of decision. Oh, God, that You'd speak to their hearts. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray, oh, God, that in spite of all the chaos in this world, all the trouble, Lord, that we would see Thy hand. We would see Thy Spirit moving in a mighty way, Lord. Oh, God, that You would intervene. Oh, Lord, that You would give us faith. Oh, God, that You'd help us to find You in a deeper way, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, to learn to wait upon Thee. Oh, yes, to know You in a deeper way, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, to see answers. Oh, Lord, maybe some that, oh, Lord, we've waited on for a long time. But, oh, Lord, Thou art mighty to help us. Even here tonight, Lord, I pray that You would move. I pray that You'd help me, Lord, with this message. Oh, God, I ask You for Your help and Your strength, Your words. Oh, God, that the devil, oh, Lord, have no intervention, no way, oh, to interfere. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, help us. Touch our lives and move in us, I ask. In Jesus' precious name, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank the Lord that we can tell it all to Jesus. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message here, tonight who hath believed. Now let's just turn to Isaiah 53 to begin. This is very familiar, but oh my, it's kind of amazing. I was looking through some of my children's material the other day, and oh, I'll tell you, it's kind of amazing. I didn't foresee how the Lord was going to move and give me this message, but there it was, there with some children's material. And thank the Lord, how He puts it all together. Oh my, how He makes His will known. But praise the Lord, let's just look at Isaiah 53, verse 1. And here it is. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Of course, we know this chapter in Isaiah goes on to describe our Lord Jesus. And oh my, it's a very vivid description of the life that He lived. It's rather amazing, as it was prophesied way before the Lord came to this earth as a man, Christ Jesus. But yes, it begins with those questions. The first one being, who hath believed our report? And secondly, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And you know, I just think it's an amazing thing, because we live in this period where the Lord Jesus has come to this earth. And oh yes, this report is all about Him. And oh yes, what His life was going to be about. And oh yes, some of the deepest things, oh, that He would encounter while He lived. But praise the Lord, that wonderful report continues until this moment. And praise the Lord, with His help, we have believed that report. And yes, through the mighty intervention of our God, He has been revealed to His people. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to think, oh yes, the Lord has made Himself known unto us. We know that it comes by revelation, that understanding that Jesus was not just a mere man, but He was indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we are so, so amazed to know that these many, many years down the road, we are of those that have heard the good news, the great and glorious news of the gospel, and we have been able to believe that report, and to us it has been revealed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us in Isaiah 59, just to read a couple verses here. It says in Isaiah 59, verse 16, and He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore His arm brought salvation unto him, and His righteousness it sustained him. For He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon His head. And He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Oh, praise the Lord, how amazing it was. Oh, yes, there was none that could take His place. Oh, there was no man that could die for the sins of the world. But praise the Lord, God Almighty put on flesh. Oh, yes, to extend His arm as a man, Christ Jesus, to this world to bring forth salvation. Praise the Lord, oh, yes, to come to save us from our sins. And what a wonder it is. Oh, yes. What a great thing it is. If, oh, yes, that story has been told us, and we were able to embrace the gospel, and we were able to believe, what a wonder it is. There are many who have refused this knowledge. There's many who don't care. There's many that pass it on as just, you know, another story. Oh, somebody's tale, or whatever all. But praise the Lord, there are us, oh yes, who know, oh, that Jesus indeed was the Christ, Oh, the Son of the living God. Oh, yes. The Almighty One who came to this world to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord Jesus. But we know that, yes, there is a great need. It is absolutely essential to believe that Jesus is the Christ if we are to inherit eternal life. If our hope is in heaven, if our hope is in God, then, oh yes, there is that need. It is imperative, as it tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 6, this well-known verse also, "For without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Oh, praise the Lord. So yes, before we could even come to the Lord, we have to have a faith. And we know it's the Lord Jesus who gives us that faith. We could never do it on our own whim, or just, you know, by say-so. But the Lord has given us a faith so that we might believe God, that we might even please God, and that we might come to God, that we might have that saving faith that brought us to the Lord to believe that He is. And not only He is, but He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I know this question was asked by the Lord Jesus Himself in Matthew, the 6th chapter. If we just go here for a moment. Matthew, the 16th chapter. It tells us that Jesus asked a question. Praise the Lord. Just a minute, getting here. It tells us in verse 13, Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And of course they answered, as the common knowledge was. They said in verse 14, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Verse 15 says, "He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am?" And praise the Lord. Simon Peter was able to answer in verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Of course, Jesus answered in verse 17 by saying, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And interestingly, verse 20 says, "Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was the Christ." And of course, the fact being that this is a revelation that God gives to his people, that Jesus was not the son of Joseph, as so many supposed. He was not just a mere man, but no, he was indeed the Messiah. He was the Christ, the Anointed One. He was the Son of the living God. And praise the Lord. I'm so glad that God gave Simon Peter that revelation. And oh yes, we too can be so thankful here tonight if God has revealed himself unto us likewise, and we can believe and we can know that he is and was indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise the Lord. Praise our Lord. Of course, the big problem was with so many is they just didn't get it. And as we know in the book of John, there are many of them that refused to see and understand, or just didn't get it by any means. And we see this discourse in John, the 8th chapter. And I don't plan to read the whole chapter, as it would be rather long. But anyway, let's go into it just a little bit here. John, the 8th chapter here. Praise the Lord. We start at verse 12. I believe this is rather where this saying, this conversation begins. Verse 12 says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man." And praise the Lord, yes, he came to this earth that first time to save and not to be the judge. But oh yes, he is coming again as the judge of all. Amen. But he continues in verse 16, "And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." And we know that God, the eternal Spirit of God, in reality, bore witness of Jesus on several occasions. One being when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and yes, that voice from heaven declared that, yes, this is my well-beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And when Jesus was transfigured, also, yes, there came that same testimony from God. Oh, yes, the eternal Spirit of God who, yes, testified to declare and ascertain that Jesus was indeed the Christ. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And we know also in the 12th chapter of the book of John, there also was a witness that came forth. And that's interesting too, because, oh, yes, when God spoke from heaven, and there was a voice from heaven, John the 12th chapter, verse 28, it says, "Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Oh yes, oh, God putting his stamp to the mission. But the people that heard it, it tells us in verse 29, "The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him." Oh, how many were so doubtful and reluctant to believe that Jesus was indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh my, so very hard to get that point across, it seemed. Jesus answered and said in verse 30, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And of course, that lifting up speaks of Jesus is being crucified, in that reference, his knowledge that, oh yes, he would give his life for his people on a cross, being lifted up from the earth. But oh, praise the Lord, that lifting up would draw all men unto him. Oh, would bring salvation to his people, that shed blood that he so willingly shed for us. Oh, would bring us salvation, would redeem our souls. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. But yes, he bore testimony. God bore testimony of the man Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay, so back here in John 8, Jesus is talking to these Pharisees, oh, these unbelievers that had such a hard time. Oh, yes, and oh, they just, you know, wanted to declare, you just bear record of yourself, you're only witnessing of yourself, but oh my. Oh, there was much more to it than that. Actually, oh yes, the Word of God bore witness to Jesus. All those prophetic utterances. John the Baptist bore witness of him. And of course, Moses had borne witness of him. And yes, God Almighty, the eternal Spirit of God, bore witness of him. But oh my, these people are not getting it, are they? Back here in John 8, let's just say, let's start with verse 18 again. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Verse 19. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And oh my. Oh my, they sure didn't get it. Oh my, they might have called him the son of Joseph, but oh my, they certainly did not understand that he was begotten of Almighty God. Praise the Lord, he was the flesh of the Almighty Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 20, These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. And oh my, no, they're not getting this at all. It just goes on to them thinking, you know, very strangely here. Verse 22 says, Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. But oh my, they didn't understand their own hearts. They didn't know how deceitful their hearts were, and how they were not right with Almighty God. That they were very deceived from the reality of all of this. Verse 23, Jesus said unto them, Ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. And then this point that, oh yes, we want to make here tonight, the second part of verse 24. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Oh my, see, that was the foundation of the gospel, the fact that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, that revelation that had been given to Simon Peter. Oh yes, that is the foundation of it all, and that is the rock that the gospel is laid upon, that wonderful revelation. Oh, how precious it is. And how essential it is, oh, that we would believe on the only begotten Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, yes, as he declared here to those Jews in John the 8th chapter, For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Oh, it's such a story. We know, yes, it's... He was telling it here as everything was unfolding. Oh, yes. He was revealing who he was, just as God revealed himself to Moses in that third chapter of the book of Exodus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, when Moses was encountered. Oh, yes, had that wonderful experience where God showed himself unto him initially there in the third chapter of the book of Exodus. And God called him to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. He asked a question. Moses asked a question. Verse 13, the third chapter of Exodus. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14 tells us, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Praise the Lord. And yes, God told him moreover that he should identify himself by saying that it was the God of the children of Israel, the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, that sent Moses unto them. Oh yes, but oh yes, God identified himself as the I Am. And praise the Lord, here's Jesus Christ, who also identifies himself as the I Am. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. One more scripture here to finish this thought here. If we just turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter here. Praise the Lord. Yes, we're talking about the great need to believe that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, the I Am. Oh, the only way to God. Praise the Lord. That essentiality. Of course, 1 Peter, the second chapter, is declared. The sixth verse here, 1 Peter 2, verse 6 says, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Praise the Lord, shall not be ashamed. Praise the Lord, oh, that elect cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, and oh, thank the Lord if that wonderful detail has been revealed unto us so that we might believe and embrace this glorious and wonderful truth. That is the foundation. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, and yes, is built upon the revelation that Peter received. And I believe us also right now today that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise the Lord. But I want to go beyond just believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It just seems to me that when we truly believe in something, that, oh yes, there is action that comes forth. Faith with works. And oh yes, that glorious foundational stone, that glorious belief that Jesus is indeed the Christ, leads us into deeper ground. Praise the Lord. And I just want to go to some of those places tonight and just, oh yes, show, yes, what is beyond that simple reality, that very needful reality, that very essential truth that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Romans, the 10th chapter here. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So yes, we see what follows here. First of all, there's that believing. And yes, the word in verse 10 is believeth. So that doesn't mean just one initial, I believe in the Lord Jesus, but it's a continuance. We see the ETH on that word, and that means one that believes and continues to believe. And also, yes, it talks about confession is made unto salvation. And oh my, it's very important that we are willing to confess that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. In fact, our whole life should be built upon that profession that, oh yes, He is our God. He is our Savior. In fact, all the works that we we do should also reflect that which is in our heart. So it goes on to say in verse 11, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And then it explains more in verse 14. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Oh, praise the Lord. And I think of the Ethiopian eunuch. Oh, there he was. He was a Jewish proselyte. Oh, coming back from Jerusalem. Oh, yes, going back to his hometown there in Ethiopia. There he was reading the scrolls from Isaiah 53. And how it was God had Philip intervene. He had Philip meet that chariot. And oh my, he asked that eunuch, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And oh yes, that eunuch answered, "How can I understand except a man teach me? Except a man show me? How can I know?" Was the prophet talking of himself, or was he talking of another that was to come? And praise the Lord, the scripture there in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts tells us that Philip preached unto him Jesus. Praise the Lord. And oh, it doesn't give us details. But see, he needed a preacher to come and intervene. Oh, yes, there are people that would believe if they could only know what to believe in, if they could only hear what they need to hear. Oh, if there could only be a preacher that would come forth to teach them, to show them the way. Praise the Lord. And it was a wonderful thing there with that eunuch. Oh, we know, yes, as they were going along in that chariot, they came to a place where there was much water, though they be in a desert. Praise the Lord. And oh, that eunuch, oh, so convinced in his heart that Jesus was the Christ. He said, "See, and here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And oh, yes, Philip said, "If thou believest with thy heart that Jesus is the Son of the living God, thou mayest." And oh, yes, the eunuch affirmed that. Oh, yes, I believe that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise the Lord. And I may be paraphrasing just a little bit. But oh, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. There was water in that desert. So, yes, not only did that eunuch believe, but he embraced the gospel and he obeyed the gospel and he followed through. Oh yes, the Lord allowed water to be there so that they could go down into the water. Oh yes, and Philip could baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, the two of them going down into the water and then coming up again. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Oh, God sent Philip on. And the eunuch went away rejoicing, praising the Lord for what he had heard, what he had believed. Oh, yes, how the Lord had intervened in his life. And I praise the Lord. I believe not only was he baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, but I believe he received the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. But yes, back here in Romans 10, verse 15, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Oh, yes, that need for a preacher. But verse 16 says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report?" Just the scripture that we began our message with tonight. Oh, that question that Isaiah asked in chapter 53, verse 1, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 17 here, Romans 10 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For we see not only is it essential that we would believe with our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God hath raised him up from the dead. Praise the Lord. But it's very important that we obey the gospel. Yes, as it says in verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. It's one thing to hear, but it's another thing to obey. Amen. Let's look at some more scripture. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Of course, Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 15 tells us, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Praise the Lord. So here, yes, Jesus, yes, before he ascended into the heaven, his work on earth being done there. Oh, yes, he instructed them, yes, that need to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And yes, those words that he that believeth and is baptized, the necessity to be baptized in the saving name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17 goes on to say, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. All the authority and the power that God gave his church. Praise the Lord through the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. The signs that follow them that believe. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and what Jesus began, oh, yes, will be completed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it tells us in verse 19, so that after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Praise the Lord. The works that followed the early church. Praise the Lord, because they believed and they were baptized, and yes, they went on to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Let's look at John, the 7th chapter. Praise the Lord. Jesus speaking here. Oh, it tells us in John chapter 7, verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But praise the Lord, yes, Jesus is telling them, oh, yes, oh, ye that thirst, ye that hunger, oh, praise the Lord, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Oh, what was he offering? He was offering that living water. Oh, yes, that water from that well that is so deep that if you drink of it, oh my, you shall never thirst again. Oh, it satisfies the soul, in other words. Oh, and there's always more. There's always more to partake of. Oh, yes. And he declared here in verse 38, he that believeth on me. Oh, yes. Oh, those that would acknowledge that Jesus was indeed the Christ. But here's that promise. Oh, yes, if you believed on him, then he says, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And oh, it tells us so clearly in verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. No, it couldn't happen. And until he had, ascended into the heavens, and he was glorified, oh my. But oh yes, he sent it back, didn't he? He sent it back on the day of Pentecost. And praise the Lord, that promise was for all them that believe on him. Praise the Lord, that promise for those that would believe on him, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Praise the Lord. Let's go to John, the 14th chapter. Praise the Lord. John 14. Let's start with verse 12. John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. We've been familiar with the Scripture and the Gospels. We know some of the works that Jesus Christ did. And here he's saying, for those that believed on him, those that embraced him as the Christ, praise the Lord, the works that I do shall he do also. Praise our God. And he also said, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Oh, praise the Lord, that wonderful ministry of Jesus Christ would continue all through the works of those that followed him, those that would be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and go on to finish the works that Jesus Christ began. Oh, and greater works, because it would be spread abroad. Oh, there would be more of us to go here and to go there. Oh, even to all the ends of the earth, to preach the gospel to every creature. Praise our God. It continues here. Verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In verse 15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. See, oh my, there's a little bit to this believing, isn't there? And confessing, praise the Lord. You know, if we're his children, if we're his followers, his disciples, then yes, if we love him, then yes, we will keep his commandments. And he went on to tell in verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And isn't this something? You know, he was in the world. The world was made by him, but the world knew him not. We read in the 8th chapter of the book of John, you know, certain Jews that, you know, were so skeptic and just saw him as the son of Joseph, or just a man, and, oh, could not believe that God was his Father. Oh, that he was born of the eternal Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. And so, yes, there were those that, walked the world at that time, that literally saw him with their eyes, but they didn't see him with their spiritual eyes. They didn't receive him, with their souls, praise the Lord. And, you know, though they might have, you know, sat with him at a table or spoke with him some words and thought they might have even known him, yet, unless they had embraced him as the Savior of the world, then they didn't know him, did they? But praise the Lord, there were his disciples, and Jesus is addressing them here in this 14th chapter of the book of John. And yes, he's telling those that, yes, knew him, that had received his word, that had embraced the gospel, that could see with their eyes the spiritual depths that he was teaching. that, oh yes, they would know him. They would know him. Yes, because yes, he promised here, for he dwelleth with you. He was walking with them. He was talking with them. But he's going beyond that. He said, and shall be in you. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus knew, oh, very clearly that his span of time on the earth was very limited. His days were very few. But oh, he wasn't going to leave them comfortless, was he? Verse 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How was he going to come to them? Oh, yes, he was going to breathe the Holy Ghost upon them. Oh, they were going to be recipients of his Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Praise the Lord. And he goes on to say in verse 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. Praise the Lord. He's not just talking about our days on this earth, but he's talking about eternal life. Praise our God. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Oh yes, the revelations that he would bestow upon them so that they would know who Jesus indeed was. That, oh yes, he was in the Father. The Father in him. Praise the Lord. And he says, verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Oh, praise the Lord. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest or reveal thyself unto us and not unto the world? Oh, the world was blinded. They didn't get it at all for the most part. But oh, here it is. Jesus answered and said unto him, verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. Oh, our dwelling place. Praise the Lord. A tabernacle, a dwelling place. Praise the Lord. If a man will love me, a woman will love me, he will keep my words. Oh, the words that he told us. All those words of instruction. These things that are to be obeyed. He will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Of course, Jesus came to do the will of his Father, which was in heaven. Praise the Lord. But those that did not keep his sayings, they didn't love him. And oh, they weren't embracing him. No matter how they might have thought, that couldn't be the case if they did not keep his sayings. But praise the Lord, he declared that the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, he wanted them to have these instructions so that they might know that, yes, when all of this came to pass, they would already have this instruction that was so necessary for them to know. The chapter ends by his saying, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Praise the Lord." And oh yes, it continues his conversation in the next chapters. But praise the Lord, he was telling them, oh yes, these things that they needed to know, that they would have their proper instructions, that they would be able to believe, and oh yes, that they would understand when the Comforter came to make his abode with them. Oh yes, that promise of the Father whom God would send in his name. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, who would teach them all things and bring all things unto the remembrance. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus. And of course, we look into the very end of the book of Luke there, the 24th chapter. We have these instructions as Luke gave them to us. Luke 24, verse 44. "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Verse 45 says, "Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures." Oh, there were so many things that they didn't understand as Jesus Christ ministered unto them. They just didn't have that capacity at that point. But oh my, he was going to send forth his Spirit. Oh, yes, now he was opening their understanding so that they might go forth and obey the gospel. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 46, "And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." Verse 49 says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." See, they didn't yet have the gift of the Holy Ghost, and how necessary it was for them to carry on his works. Oh, praise the Lord, but yet it would come forth. He's promising them that Spirit. Oh, yes, he's telling them precisely, how they must go to Jerusalem and tarry or wait until they would be endued with power from on high. Oh, I like that word, endued. It means, to be clothed with, to put on as a garment. Oh, yes, the Spirit of the living God would come forth. The Spirit that was in Jesus Christ would come forth, enduing them with power from on high. Praise the Lord. He tells us, "And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God." Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And of course, that leads us to the book of Acts. Praise the Lord. And oh, there are many places I could go tonight. I suppose I'm not going to get to every detail that I wanted. But praise the Lord, we know that the second chapter of the book of Acts tells us those that were there in the upper room, that were waiting to be clothed upon with that power from on high, there that they were waiting as Jesus had instructed. It tells us, verse 1 of chapter 2 of Acts, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as a spear gave them utterance. Oh, praise the Lord, that wonderful promise of the Father. Oh, yes, that promise of the Comforter. Oh, here it was. Oh, they waited those several days there. Oh, yes, for this fulfillment of the Scripture. But praise the Lord. Oh, what a moment when the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Oh, yes, all these manifestations came into that place where they were assembled. Oh, yes, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, praise the Lord, God fulfilling His Word, sending forth the promise of His Father. Oh, yes, that which, oh, yes, He had told them would come forth as the Comforter. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, those living waters that He declared that should flow out of the believers for those that believed on Him, as the Scripture has said from John, the 7th chapter. Praise our God. And praise the Lord, we know that all this wonderful manifestation, all these tongue-talking disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh yes, the news began to be spread abroad, oh yes. And oh yes, a great multitude came together, and oh, they were amazed, they were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?" Verse 7, next 2. "And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this? Oh my, who could know that this is how the Holy Ghost would fall upon them? Oh, how could they know that this was Jesus coming back as the Comforter to live, to dwell in their hearts, to make His abode with them?" Oh, praise the Lord. It wouldn't be just that they would see Him when He was in their sight, but oh, He had come to dwell in their beings, in their hearts, in their lives. Oh, to lead, to guide them into all truth, to show them things to come. Oh, yes, to know how to go forth and be a light, to be a witness in this world. Praise the Lord. This was the power that He told them they should receive. Oh, yes, that they would be a witness in this world, starting in Jerusalem and spreading to all Judea and into Samaria and unto all the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise the Lord. Now it had happened. Praise the Lord. They were amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." Oh, you've always got the skeptics, I guess. But verse 14 tells us, "But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, 'Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.'" Oh, praise the Lord. And now he's going to the second chapter of the book of Joel. Verse 17 tells us, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Oh, praise the Lord. He's saying, this which you now hear, oh, this which you hear, these other tongues, as, oh, yes, you hear these 120 speaking forth in your own native tongues. This is that which Joel, the prophet prophesied of. Oh, yes, that day that he spoke of, that day when God would pour out of his Spirit upon all flesh. Praise the Lord, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And praise the Lord, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Praise the Lord, that was now fulfilled here in this second chapter of Acts. Verse 19 says, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. I think we had a glimpse of that in 9/11. Oh, all those things that, oh my, were coming forth there as those towers were on fire and on smoke. And oh, yes, there was blood and fire and vapor of smoke. But it tells us, verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. And praise God, he went on to declare many other works here in this chapter. Oh, yes, quoting many things that had been prophesied in the Psalms. And we know to Peter's great boldness as he clearly told them, oh yes, that they had taken Jesus Christ by their wicked hands and crucified and slain him. But praise the Lord, God had raised him up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding up it. But praise the Lord, he went on to declare the wonderful works of God and all the prophecies that had come forth. And oh my, it tells us before this chapter ends, oh yes, after he spoke to them, oh, with the anointing power of the Holy Ghost, oh yes, he told them, verse 33, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And it tells us in verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Of course, Peter answered in verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, he was declaring the works of God. And yes, he was telling them, oh yes, how to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, Joel had said, yes, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And praise the Lord, now Peter is answering those precise instructions that were needed. Oh yes, to declare that way unto the living God. Oh, that which was expected. Oh yes, in order for them to continue with the Lord. Not only to initially believe, but oh yes, to show their faith, to obey the gospel. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, what good does it do if you just repeat it? But no, there are actions that are required. And yes, they cried out, having heard this message. Oh, their souls were stirred, and they knew that they needed to get right with God. And they cried out, oh, yes, to Peter and the rest of the apostles. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Oh, I'll tell you, Peter is telling them, oh, yes, what they must do. Oh, to, yes, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Oh, yes, there is that initial faith that we must have in Him. Oh, yes, because if we can't believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, we can't even begin this journey with the Lord. But praise the Lord, yes, what follows? That need to turn away from our sins, that need to repent. And praise the Lord, following repentance, there is that need and that command to be baptized, every one of them and every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And praise the Lord with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank God that promise wasn't just for those few that were gathered there that day. In fact, it was quite a crowd. But yet, you know, it wasn't limited to them. But He said this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. Oh, praise the Lord, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord. Here we are 2,000 years later, but our God is the same. He hasn't changed. His word is forever settled in heaven. And what He declared there through the voice of Peter on the day of Pentecost, oh, is the same gospel that needs to be presented and preached today. Oh, yes, if we are to believe on the Lord, then we will show it through repentance, through baptism, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And praise the Lord will fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. And it tells us in verse 40 here, and with many other words did He testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Oh my, yes, there are actions that we have to take. It's not, you know, just simply enough to just, you know, believe in our hearts and just forget the rest. But no, there's going to be evidence that we believe. As we continue our walk with the Lord, it's going to show. There's going to be a reflection on the way we talk, the way we live. Oh yes, our acts that follow will all bear witness that we are the Lord's disciples. And yes, if you believe me, yes, if you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments. And yes, oh yes, because yes, we want to heed the gospel, then we go forward in repentance. We go forward to be buried in the waters of baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, going down into the water and coming up to walk in newness of life, identifying with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, yes, to obey the gospel. Oh yes, to fully embrace our belief in the Lord Jesus. And praise the Lord, believing, oh yes, that promise, embracing the gift of the Holy Ghost as He comes upon our being. Praise the Lord. And we speak in other tongues and magnify the Lord. Oh, as He comes into our lives. Oh, as that dwelling place is, that place of His abode. Oh, yes, to come and sup with us. And we with Him. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a difference it makes. What a wonder it is. And oh, yes. You see how it followed in the book of Acts. Oh, in so many places I could go. But praise the Lord. You know, Paul told the keeper of the prison there in Philippi in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, Oh, yes, that they keep her the prison after God has sent an earthquake to shake up the foundations of the prison, and all the prisoners were loosed from their bands and the doors are opened, you know, as Paul and Silas, who had been cast into prison, prayed and sang praises unto God, and all the prisoners heard them, all these things that had happened, all the stripes that had been laid upon them and all. But I'll tell you what, God moved in a mighty way. And oh, how it was, oh, at midnight when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, the prisoners heard them. And, oh, there was that great earthquake that followed, and the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, everyone's bands were loosed. I'll tell you what, the keeper of the prison was awakened out of his sleep, and he would have killed himself. But Peter cried with a loud voice and told him to do himself no harm, for they were all there. Oh, that keeper of the prison came trembling, asking for a light, fell down before Paul and Silas and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And you know what? Following that, they spake unto him the word of the Lord to all that were in his house, so that prisoner, or that keeper of the prison, rather. And yes, he obeyed the gospel. Yes, well, believing on the Lord is action. There is action involved. There is faith to this action. And oh, yes, this keeper of the prison did believe. And oh, he embraced the gospel. And he did repent, obviously. It says that they took him the same hour of the night. Oh, yes. And he was baptized, he and all his household. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes. After they had spoke unto him the word of the Lord, how the Lord moved, and all that man who had never known before was able to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to embrace the gospel. And praise the Lord, there was action that followed. Action followed. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, obviously, repentance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, baptisms, and praise the Lord, I believe they received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And praise the Lord, so it is. If we believe, if we continue in His Word, as Jesus told the Jews that believed on Him in the 8th chapter of the book of John, "If you continue in My Word, then are ye My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, there's a continuance in the Word of God. There's a need to obey that glorious gospel. Oh, yes, there's an initial work of faith to believe. But praise the Lord, it is continued by works of obedience and works of faith, the obeying of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise the Lord, I'm so thankful that it has not changed. It is here for us tonight. It is up to us not only to obey, not only to believe, but oh yes, to obey and to go forward and do that which has been commanded, to embrace the glorious gospel as it was taught. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, Jesus. So thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for what you put within the Gospels, Lord. I thank you for what you put within the epistles. I thank you, Lord, that we can still, oh God, come to you in faith and embrace the glorious gospel, Lord. And I pray that you would use this tonight to speak to every heart, oh Lord. I pray that you would move in us to give us clarification in our hearts and in our spirits, Lord. And I pray that you would talk to us, Lord. I pray, oh God, that there would be obedience to the glorious gospel and that faith that you put within us. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you would move, and oh God, that you'd help us to continue in your word, Lord, and to do those things that you have commanded. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name I ask, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, here's a chorus we don't sing too often. Let's turn to number 181 in the chorus book and sing, "Let's Exalt That Precious Name of Jesus," number 181. Let's exalt that precious name of Jesus and go down in the water in His name. Just as Peter used the keys on the day of Pentecost, it's just the same today. Oh, let's exalt that precious name of Jesus and obey what the Spirit bade Him say. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, let's exalt that precious name of Jesus and go down in the water in His name. Just as Peter used the keys on the day of Pentecost, it's just the same today. Oh, let's exalt that precious name of Jesus and obey what the Spirit bade Him say. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, let's exalt that precious name of Jesus and go down in the water in His name. Just as Peter used the keys on the day of Pentecost, it's just the same today. Oh, let's exalt that precious name of Jesus and obey what the Spirit bade Him say. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Be safe. Praise the Lord.